Shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Roma.
Leland Smith and Paul Sterling, whom Dr. Fu Manchu has attempted to transform into members of the Legion of the Living Dead, have outwitted the insidious doctor with the help of Fa Lo Sui. While Sterling is ordered to work in the botanical laboratory, Smith has been sent to the outer world to work in the interests of the Si Fan. Sterling discovers that Dr. Petrie is being held prisoner in the underground laboratories, and together the two men manage to escape. Smith, having formulated a plan, orders them to return before their absence is discovered. A signal is arranged, and Petrie and Sterling once more invade the headquarters of their enemy. However, their ruse is detected, and Fu, after flogging Fa Lo Sui for a treason, tries to eliminate both Petrie and Sterling. Meanwhile, Smith is returned to the beach of St. Clair de la Roche and signals Weymouth, who has come in to shore.
I came as soon as I noticed your signal, Smith. Did you find Petrie?
Yes, Weymouth. He's alive.
Oh, thank God for that. But where is he?
I sent them back, Weymouth. He and Sterling are more important there. I've arranged the signal with Sterling, and he'll let me know whether or not his absence has been discovered.
How, Smith? What signal?
Sterling gave me his radio phone. You know every member of the Si Fan has given one.
Yes, I know, but...
I can't take time to explain more fully. We must work fast. Where's Dubois?
In the launch.
Is there a wireless on board, Weymouth?
Yes.
Then here. Take this paper. This must be broadcast immediately.
What is it?
The formula for 654. Petrie gave it to me.
Oh, then the world will be safe from the Purple Shadow.
Yes. Thanks to Petrie, we'll be able to stop this Oriental fiend from opening his war upon the world.
What is the purpose of this war, Smith?
It's painfully clear, Weymouth. The deaths of which we know were merely experimental. The cases were watched with great interest by Dr. Fu Manchu. He had one of his servants, probably a dacoit, release one of those horrible flies... And the moment there was evidence that the victim had been bitten, it was the duty of the servant to place some leaves of this fly-catching plant where it would attract the insect.
Oh, good Lord, and experiments like that were being carried out all over the world.
Exactly, and Petrie alone discovered a treatment which promised to be successful. His knowledge is too valuable, so the doctor merely recruited him into the Legion of the Living Dead.
What was that?
Sterling's signal. He hasn't been discovered.
How about the raid, Smith? When do we start?
St. Clair de la Roche must be completely surrounded, Weymouth.
Dubois is taking care of that, Smith. There's a cordon of police under Duro, a very efficient officer.
What about the sea?
Dubois is in command there. The launch is one of the fastest I've seen. I don't think escape is possible.
Now, I want to examine those cliffs along the beach. There may be a secret entrance, and we mustn't leave anything to chance.
There isn't a boat anywhere near, Smith, surely.
Why, Fu Manchu's resources are unlimited. You know that as well as I do. Come on.
Just look at those cliffs, Smith. Must be a sheer drop of at least 400 feet from the house.
As I told you, the place was a monastery. And I've learned that these cliffs are honeycombed with natural caves. The monks made use of them by enlarging them for wine cellars. When Fu Manchu took it over, he converted them into ultra-modern scientific laboratories.
Smith, look!
What is it?
There, that shadow, creeping along the cliff.
Quiet, don't move. Where did he come from?
I don't know.
Be as quiet as possible, Weymouth. Stay in the shadow. The moon is bright enough to be seen.
A dacoit.
Yes. Do you still see him?
No. He seems to have disappeared right into that cliff.
I thought so. It's an entrance to the caverns. Come on, Weymouth. We've got to find it.
There's nothing here.
No, it's well concealed. Weymouth, I want you to go back to the launch. Wire the formula and tell Dubois that he must keep this beach under constant observation.
Right.
You lead the raid from the front of the house. Two blasts from my whistle will be the signal.
Well, what about you, Smith?
I'm going back into the laboratories.
But you can't. That would be madness.
No, no. Remember, I'm a zombie, a member of the C-Fan. I'm merely going to report to the master for duty.
But supposing he knows that he's been fooled?
We've got the formula for 654, Weymouth. Half our job is done. But one thing remains. Dr. Fu Manchu. As long as he's alive, the world is in danger.
Well, be careful, Smith.
Oh, don't worry. He's in an opium trance. I'm going in there, and this time I intend to get him.
Who is there?
It is I, Weymouth. Don't show a light, Dubois.
Any news, Inspector?
Yes, Dubois. We'll raid tonight. Let's go into your cabin. I want to see the radio operator immediately.
André!
Oui, Capitaine.
To my cabin, quickly.
André, I want you to send this message.
Weymouth, it isn't...
Yes, Dubois, Dr. Petrie's formula.
Oh, then he is alive.
Yes, this means the end of the purple shadow, Dubois. Petrie's work has not been in vain.
André, send this to headquarters and ask him to relay the message to Scotland Yard in London.
Oui, Capitaine.
Now, what are Monsieur Smith's orders?
You are to keep the beach and the cliffs under observation. I'm going to stay with Duro. Two blasts from Smith's whistle is the signal. When you hear them, play your searchlight over the beach. Somewhere in those cliffs is a secret entrance to Sinclair de la Roche. And Fu Manchu might try to escape in this direction.
What now, Inspector? There's no sign of a boat.
I know, but... What was that?
It came from the radio room.
Come on!
There he is! Jumping over the side!
Stop or I shoot!
Did you hit him?
I don't know.
He came from the radio room.
You don't think. Come on, Dubois.
You. André. André.
He's dead. Where's the formula?
It's gone.
Yes. Whoever it was made a thorough job of it. Look at the wireless.
Good Lord. It is burned. But how could anyone have done this so quickly?
Some devilish invention. Perfected in Fu Manchu's laboratories. Everything depends on the success of the raid now, Dubois. We must not fail again.
But you could not possibly have known.
I should have been prepared. How could he have gotten aboard this boat?
I have no idea. It is a mystery to me.
Well, there's nothing to be done about it now. I'll go up and join Duro. When you hear that whistle, look out. You have a slight idea now what we're up against.
Oui, Inspector. I'm beginning to realize.
I'm worried about Smith. He might be walking into a trap.
But the signal.
Well, I'll wait 2 hours and no longer. If Smith has not signaled by then, we'll start.
Master, I'm ready to receive my instructions.
Mr. Smith, I am surprised by your arrival. You have not been summoned.
I am eager to see the C-Fan triumph. I came to report for duty.
Mr. Smith, my own blood has turned against me, and I have been deceived. Few people have been able to do that. You have, and your life is no longer your own. Do not resort to your gun. It would be useless.
I'll take that chance, Doctor.
Stop, you fool. Listen.
The drums.
You have heard them before, Mr. Smith. You know that death follows in their wake. Look at me. Look. Now place your gun upon that table. I have much to do before I place my son upon the throne of my kingdom, a world ruled by the Sifan.
What have you done with Petrie and Sterling?
They are alive. I have decided to retain Mr. Sterling. He is valuable. I must ascertain If he has destroyed the work of many years before I determine his future, he has already left these laboratories.
What do you mean?
Strenuous efforts on your part force me to abandon my headquarters in St. Clair de la Roche. That is a pity, for they have been useful. But my work must go on.
And where is Petrie?
You will presently join Dr. Petrie, who is awaiting my decision. Perhaps I will spare him. Dr. Petrie and I are the only ones to whom this formula is known. Soon no one save myself shall know the secret of 654. And the purple shadow will rage across the world, a disease against which no known remedy exists.
That formula is now in the hands of Scotland Yard, Dr. Fu Manchu.
I regret that it is not, Mr. Smith.
What do you mean?
Grisha, you have been successful.
Yes, Master. I recovered the formula before Inspector Weymouth was able to send it by radio.
Excellent. You shall be rewarded.
Everything has been prepared for departure, Master. I have obeyed your instructions explicitly.
It is well. Florette has left?
Yes, Master. What are your orders in regards to Dr. Petrie?
You will escort Mr. Smith to the room on Corridor 7, then report to me.
I understand.
It is possible that I shall not see you again, Mr. Smith. Permit me to say that you have been an able adversary, and I regret that I have been unable to bring about an association which would have been of benefit to the world.
You'll never leave this place. It's completely surrounded by police.
The police. Have you forgotten London, Mr. Smith? You had surrounded the Green Dragon, and your police boats riddled the waters of the Thames with bullets after my body sank beneath the surface. And you think that your police can stop me now? Grisha!
Yes, Master.
Take him away.
Remember, Doctor, I still live and the world stands against you.
I shall conquer this world, Mr. Smith. Nothing shall deter me from my course. And when your Western culture is no more, a new sun will rise and I, Fu Manchu, will justly rule a new people. A world that knows no war. A world embraced and sheltered by the shadow of Fu Manchu.
Shadow of Fu Manchu.